guys. Thanks for inviting me. As Sarah said, I have been here. I've never talked with a microphone before, so can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I lived for almost eight years, in Edinburgh. I got my master's and my PhD at the University of Edinburgh in nationalism studies and Scottish history. I do work on the National Museum of Scotland and how it represents Scottish identity. So that was pretty exciting, living in Scotland and looking at the deep history of that nation. And now I'm here in Pittsburgh working at Duquesne University and teaching Scottish history and museum studies there, so pretty straightforward line. I was asked to come here and talk to you about Presbyterianism with a focus on John Knox. David asked me, you know, can you make sure to mention John Knox? I said, in a talk about Presbyterianism, I think John Knox will come up. Because actually, the University of Edinburgh is a Presbyterian-founded university, and the way that we get our PhDs, and any degree, actually, at the University of Edinburgh, normally you just walk across the stage and you get a diploma, right? At the Duquesne University graduation, that's how it happens, yeah? University of Edinburgh, you go up to the stage, you bow your head slightly, and the president of the university taps you on the head with a sort of cardboard square that's covered in fabric. What's that fabric? That fabric is John Knox's breeches, which is underpants, a small portion of which have gone to space with the first Scottish